Well, next up on KCRW, we are thrilled to welcome the most soulful woman around and her supremely funky band. I'm talking about Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. We have a full house this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I am good, and it is so nice to see you, lady, I have to say. This album originally scheduled for later last year, and for those who don't know, life was interrupted with a cancer scare, and I just want to ask straight away, you know, how are you?
Better, much better. You know, just a little, still getting the time to chemo to get out of my system, but yeah. It's been like 15 days so far, so.
Wow.
Getting my energy back, slowly but surely.
You know, it's crazy because we all just work and share music and live life on a mission, and it's not until something like this happens that you just stop everything. You have to stop everything.
Yeah, I had no choice.
Yeah. Well, it is so great to see you here in studio. Let's get into your first set, and then we'll come back on and talk a little bit more. And, of course, talk about the album that's out this week. Give the people what they want. Also want to tell people that you have just scheduled a CD signing, this evening at Amoeba, right?
Oh, yes. I think 5 to 6.
Okay.
Unless it's going to be a little later, but
And that's not a live performance. It's just you're just going to be there
just
to sign.
Signing. This is all the live performing we're going to do today.
All right. Well, we are glad for that you're here. Let's get into the first set. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings live on KCRW.
And now. Please welcome back on the scene. We're so happy to be back here for our fifth appearance on Morning Becomes Eclectic. My name is Binky Griptite. We are the Dap Kings. And right now, giving you the hit single off of her brand new LP, Give the People What They Want, we introduce to you, Miss Sharon.
She went flopping in the wind, wondering what she must have been.
graced by the presence of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings live in studio this morning. Give the People What They Want is out this week, and you can say hello to them this evening, 5 o'clock at Amoeba in Hollywood, and pick up a copy for yourself. We're going to have tickets for a show not until March, as the band comes back through Southern California. That'll be March 25th at the Wiltern, a Tuesday night, but stick around. Your chance at tickets and copies of the CD coming up following their second set. So, I thought you were a large band, but you've actually managed to add members here. I notice you have backup singers this time. You've added more people.
Oh, yes, that's the Dapettes. Sandra Williams and Ms. Star. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Dapettes.
Hi, how are you?
Very nice, very nice. So let's talk about this album. Where did you get down and write and record this? Was this done back in Brooklyn?
Yes, it was done back at the Dap House, the House of Soul. Actually, the guys, you know, I was having a lot of little personal things going on with my life. You know, I moved from New York to South Carolina, and my mother passed away. So those last, from 2010 to, you know, 2011 was pretty tough on me. You know, my mother lived like 11 months in the house. So I was running, and the band had got together, and we started the rehearsal, and I couldn't get to New York like the first week. So they actually was together almost 2 weeks before I got there. But when I got there, man, they had like 22 songs and more already done. Music was done. You know, they had like, even Sandra had nerve to put down a little track. She had nerve to put down a little track down there for me to follow by. So it was really good when I got there and everything was done. I felt a little left out, you know, but, the Dap Kings was not playing around.
Yeah. No, they don't.
We're just getting it ready for you.
I know y'all did. It was a beautiful job. It was beautiful. It took us a while to get everything, and we even had to do some at the other Dap Tone up in California. We put some of the vocals down. You know, I did what I could there, and then we had to go. I went over and overdubbed some other stuff later on.
Well, and, my impression is that you're on the road a lot, playing a lot of shows, and so I imagine it's a challenge to get everybody together.
Yeah, just for like to make the record.
To make the record.
Yeah, when we're on the road, we're on the road. Yeah. But you have to get together. Because once you're home and you've been out there so many months or so many weeks, you just want to be home. And I know the guys want to be with their families and things, you know. Mm. I want to be with my family. The ones that got the kids, that's the main one. You know, I be with my family. Hey, see y'all. I want to see you for a little while. I'm out, you know. But, yeah, and it's you know, to get together and to record an album takes a lot. You know,
absolutely,
getting everyone together.
And so at what point in the process did you find out about the cancer?
You know, I have to admit, and the girls and guys could tell you, maybe a year even before I realized, I had noticed that I was on stage and I went to hear the note I was singing, and I like bent over it. It was such a bad pain in my back. And, you know, being on the road and sitting up and, you know, tour buses. And so you think it's, you know, muscles. And also I go get a massage and, and it's still there. And I get on the plane to put my bag up. Then my eyes start turning. I kept telling something wrong and I'm itching. And Sandra comes up, you need to stop using that cheap detergent. And lo and behold, it wasn't detergent. It was like, it was my bile duct backed up and everything was just coming out in my skin, and I was itching, and I mean the eyes was just really jaundiced, and I even got to go to the part that the urine was like brandy color, and then the doctor saying, oh, you're dehydrated, drink water. And I'm drinking water and nothing changed. And so it was a while. You know, you really got to pay attention to your body. Your body will let you know when something is wrong. And you know, and being on the road and just not just trying to hide things, just I didn't take time to take care of myself.
Well, I think everybody is guilty of just, you know, running and chasing that money and, you know.
Money!
You know, everybody's like that, and we don't really take pause enough. I'm curious. So now you are finished with chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's done. It's a new year now.
It's a new year.
And so part of your healing process, I'm curious, has music become more meaningful to you, your mission as a musician now?
Well, you know, the last few months since I was home, I mean, I guess I'm a little opposite than anyone else. I could not even want to listen to music. I didn't even want to hear the music, because music is my happiness. It's my joy. And if I can't listen to it and enjoy it and get out and be part of it, I didn't even want to hear it, you know. So my main thing was just healing. And I really went through a lot, you know, people don't know the pain, you know, don't know how many months I laid in that bed from June to like really September. Every night you couldn't sleep, just I mean literally myself to sleep.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to take all those pain pills because, you know, pills are just not good, you know, and so I suffered a little bit, and you know, to keep from taking the pills because they would cause something else, you know, and anyway.
Yeah. Tell us when you came back to the band and your first performance. When was that?
That was actually, we had a rehearsal. I think the first rehearsal we had was in October. The first time I got a chance to really exercise my vocals, because where they cut me at, it was right across my diaphragm, so I couldn't get the air in, and I couldn't sing, and it just scared me so bad that I couldn't, you know, hit notes. And so finally, I had my pastor, Reverend Fields, they had a 10th anniversary. So they had a dinner for her that Saturday, and I went to that dinner, and I got a chance to sing In the Garden. And then that Sunday, I got to sing His Eyes on a Sparrow. And Monday, I got a chance to meet up with the Dap Kings, and we had a great rehearsal. And that was our first meeting since we had our last show, which was May 2nd. And so this was like October 8th or 9th or something like that. So that was my first time really getting to sing. And then we did Thanksgiving, the Macy's Day Parade. Mm. You know, we wasn't really singing. We were lip syncing. You know? Gabe was up there with his bass with Mittens going. And so that was pretty cool. It was just cold out there, and I was still taking the chemo, and it was a lot. I mean, I felt it the next 3 days after that. Mm. And the first big performance, I think, was Jimmy Fallon. Mm. We did Jimmy Fallon. That was our first live show, the band playing in front of an audience since May 2nd.
Well, Sharon, it is wonderful to have you here this morning, and we wish you well and health and good things to come. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings are here live in studio. I do have a correction. The CD signing tonight at Amoeba is at 6 p.m. I had said 5 p.m. It's at 6 p.m. And then coming up in a few minutes, we're going to have tickets for a show which is in March at the Wiltern. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings will also have copies of the new album, Give the People What They Want, as we head into their second set. For KCRW, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings live. Nice. This just hits the spot. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings live on KCRW. We've got 5 autographed copies of the new CD, Give the People What They Want, along with 5 pairs of tickets for a show that's not until March. It's March 25th, a Tuesday night at the Wiltern here in Los Angeles. So if you're interested in a copy of the CD and tickets for the show March 25th at the Wiltern, and you have not won a giveaway from us in the past 90 days, you qualify KCRW members. Call us at 877-600-KCRW. That's 877-600-5279. These CDs and tickets available to our current members only, first-come, first-served basis, non-transferable. And may I remind you that tonight at Amoeba Records, you can come out, say hello in person to Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and pick up a copy of the new CD, Give the People What They Want. Well, once again, thank you all for coming through. Did you say it's your 5th time here on MBE?
Yes.
Okay.
Every album.
I like it.
Not really.
I like it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah?
Yeah, every album.
We just skipped 11 and 12. We wasn't here.
And we look forward to seeing you again on the 6th album.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you do have an encore for us, yes?
We do.
Let's do it. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings live on KCRW.
You better.